World Soccer Talk Radio here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Special hello to the men and women listening overseas via the American Forces Network. My name is Nate Abarea. Thanks for subscribing to us on iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. Thanks for checking out the website. You can listen to the show via the website, worldsoccertalk.com. Get involved in the wild thing known as the Twitter's fear. Ask Sports Byline USA for updates on the show at World Soccer Talk for all of your soccer-inclined Twitter gold, all of that material that you've got brewing in your head at World Soccer Talk. And get at me with the love mail and the hate mail, of course. Maybe a little bit more of the love mail would be nice. I'd enjoy that. At Nate WST. Again, at Nate WST. And as my beloved Reds of Liverpool are battling FC Sion of the Swiss Premier League, the Swiss Titans, who have not finished in the top five of their, what is it, a 10-team league in Switzerland, they haven't finished in the top five in years, but somehow they're in the Europa League. They win their domestic cup all the time. They're a Swiss cup team. FC Sion battling Liverpool at Anfield in some Thursday night football. That's right. The glories of the Europa League. So as Liverpool are in the Europa League battling FC Sion, just a little ways up the M62 last night, Manchester United took care of business finally in that thing known as the UEFA Champions League. I have fond memories of that thing. That's all I have is memories and more memories. Man United beat the Volkswagen-powered Wolfsburg 2-1 in comeback form. And to talk all about that as well as this weekend's Manchester United-Arsenal clash in the Premier League, we've got Adam Sweeney of the Full-Time Devils. They're the Full-Time Devils. Remember those guys? We got Adam Sweeney here with us today to talk all about Manchester United, their win last night in the Champions League. And again, we will head down to the Emirates and get a little preview going of the big United-Arsenal clash this Sunday. Can we get a little return to that great rivalry that once was Manchester United and Arsenal? I think it could start this Sunday, United and Arsenal at the Emirates. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more with Adam Sweeney of the Full-Time Devils. We're back after this on World Soccer Talk Radio.
Best matches live wherever you are with Fox Soccer to Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more, anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-282-1646. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-282-1646. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest. But this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call. So call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-282-1646. That's 1-800-282-1646.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders. Have you seen a big white limousine around here? I think somebody stole my ride. At least there wasn't anything valuable in it, like my $20 family fill-up. With 8 pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken, 2 sides of taters, coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. It feeds a family of 4. I never let it out of my sight. Say, can you drop me off at a KFC? KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
And now, more of World Soccer Talk Radio, right here on Sports Byline and sportsbyline.com.
Welcome back into World Soccer Talk Radio here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarea. Tweet me at NateWST. I've said this on the show before. There are a few lads out there who have a very special skill. They are able to take my hatred of Manchester United from a 10 out of 10 down to like a 9.8 out of 10. That is how good these guys are at what they do. I'm speaking, of course, of the full-time Devils. We've been so greatly in touch with the full-time Devils over the last few weeks here on this show. And it is a great pleasure and privilege to welcome in yet another full-time Devil into World Soccer Talk Radio, Adam Sweeney. How the hell are you doing, mate?
I'm good, Nate. How are you?
I'm good. You know, just enjoying, as we were talking about off air, enjoying Thursday night football, enjoying the glories of the Europa League.
Oh, the Thursday night football, eh? The one thing that we didn't have to deal with last season. If there was anything that Moyes did a favour for us, was that he didn't make us play Thursday night football.
We'll talk a little bit more about
what a man.
We'll talk a little bit more about David Moyes later in the show. We'll talk all about the Man United Arsenal clash coming up this Sunday. We'll talk about your role with Rabble.tv and the Rabble casts that the full-time Devils have been doing for these Manchester United matches. And I want to talk with you first off about last night's Champions League victory for Manchester United over the Volkswagen-powered Wolfsburg. But before we get into that, I want to actually ask you about one of your mates from the full-time Devils, a man who we have had on this show, a fan favorite. One appearance, he's already a fan favorite of World Soccer Talk Radio. But he had some slightly disparaging things to say about you on Twitter last night and this morning. I speak, of course, of Gaz Drinkwater. I want to give you this opportunity, Adam, to let the listeners of World Soccer Talk Radio know what you really think about Gaz.
Do you know the thing is, Nate, I feel I'm a bigger man. So I think in this situation, I think it would be unfair to criticise Gaz. I think he's got lovely hair. You know, he occasionally talks sense now and again. So I think I'm not gonna end up in a sledging match here. I think, you know, he's a nice guy.
What a classy man. Adam Sweeney here with us on World Soccer Talk Radio. All right, let's get into the good stuff. Let's talk about that thing that I just have memories of. It's known as the UEFA Champions League. That's all I have is memories and memories and memories. The Volkswagen boys had a 1-0 lead at Old Trafford. But lo and behold, your boy, who else? The one we all expected, Juan Mata. That's right. Leads the comeback, a goal and an assist. Chris Smalling actually gets a goal in this match. United come back and win 2-1. Give us your take on this game. I thought actually a very evenly played match throughout. Give us your take on the result and how you thought United performed.
Well, I think it was a good middle sandwiched by a very kind of poor start and end for United, really. You know, I don't know what it was. I don't know why United came out very, very slow, but they just started the game really slowly. I mean, it was awful defending for their first goal. But you've already touched on one of, you know, my favourite footballers in Juan Mata. You know, I mean, I think I tweeted last night and said that there's very few players that fall into the category he does of delicious footballers. He does things that you know you can't imagine in such a carefree way. And I think, you know, him, Martial, who I know you spoke to Gaz about when he was on, and Memphis, those three. I know Mata's not got a lot of pace, but between those three, there's some very, very exciting football. And I think 20, 25 minutes into that game, I think they picked it up. And we were in the driving seat then for the next kind of 60. And I think it just, maybe the last 10 minutes was the worry for me. You know, United, we've seen United this season passing the ball at times where it's just a bit too slow. It's, you know, it's not risque enough. And actually, the last 10 minutes of that game was exactly the time for United to do that. And they didn't. You know, they were then trying to be too risque at the point that they just needed to control the game. But it's, listen, after a poor night for English clubs the night before, a win is a win. And it's a good entry back into Champions League football at Old Trafford.
Adam, I want to ask you about a player who I thought was outstanding in this game for Manchester United and fittingly against a German opponent. And I speak, of course, of my favorite pig farmer in the entire world. It's Bastian Schweinsteiger, the man who knows how to lock down a midfield and has become a position that was completely foreign to him just a few years ago. And now it's like he's been playing it his entire life. He can truly lock down the middle of the park, but He was withdrawn from the match, and it seemed as if you talk about these nervy final few minutes, and I was wondering, I know Bastian's only got so much legs beneath him at his age and at this stage of his career, but I thought he was perhaps the most, next to Juan Mata, I would say the most important man on the pitch last night for Manchester United. What did you make of his performance and the type of game that he offered?
Well, maybe it's all the pig farming. Maybe that's why his legs are so tired. I don't know. Do you know what? I have got a lot of time for Bastian Schweinsteiger. And so when he first came to the club, and you know, and the signing broke after the shock, you know, and everyone getting over the fact that, you know, someone of his pedigree has come to the club, I think the next kind of wave of emotion was actually a little bit negative. You know, why are Bayern letting him go? Why are they willing to allow another big club in Europe take him off the hands? And I think, yeah, he probably isn't as good as he was 2 years ago when they won the World... Well, 18 months ago when they won the World Cup. You know, he's probably not at that level anymore. But even a step down from Bastian Schweinsteiger's best is still ultimately, you know, a quality footballer. And I think he offered something to United that they've not had in a little while, which is his experience. You know, he's the last man off that pitch every single week, every single game. He's always the first to put an arm around the younger player when they've done something wrong or it's not quite worked out, or even the opposite, when they've had a great game. He always puts the arm around the shoulder. And I think he is the link between the top and the bottom at the club. And there's no doubt about that. And without him in the side, I just don't think there's the glue. And I think you're right. As soon as he went off, things just curtailed a little bit, you know, and we didn't have that same control. And I think there's a few times this season where it's been the reverse and he's come on at 60 minutes. And actually, when we needed that composure, he's brought that in that last 30. But it's a tough one because at some point you are going to have to either bring him off or not start him. And I think yesterday we probably just about got the most out of him. You know, I think we were able to keep Wolfsburg out. They didn't really have that many chances. You know, they had a lot of the ball in the second half, didn't have that many chances. But we got a good 60 minutes out of Schweinsteiger. And ultimately, you know, as you've pointed out, that one is the game in the end, really.
And for all of you listeners out there who are fond of the German language, I actually, growing up with Bastian Schweinsteiger, I would always hear that last name, and especially when it was said by one of my favorite Spanish language commentators in the world, Pablo Ramirez of Univision, who every time he would touch the ball, he'd go, Bastian Schweinsteiger.
It's most German name I think you could ever come across.
Well, I would always think, Adam, as a kid hearing his name, I'd hear it and go, that sounds like a tasty German beer, like a nice pint of Schweinsteiger.
Like a nice Pilsner. It's like a nice Pilsner.
Nice Pilsner. But then someone actually taught me that, no, it's not a beer. A Steiger is a farmer, and the Schwein is the pigs. And so his family actually has a lineage of pig farming. And so he is Bastian Pig Farmer, a.k.a. Bastian Schweinsteiger. Hey, in the 2 minutes that we got left here before we got ahead to break, Adam, enough about these German language lessons. I love Group B in the Champions League. Four teams after two matches, all on 3 points. PSV, Wolfsburg, CSKA Moscow, and, of course, the Red Devils of Manchester United. How are you feeling about this group? I mean, it's quality Champions League theater in the making, seemingly.
Yeah, it is. But I don't want to sound too cliche, but at the end of the day, we've just got to win our games. You know, the first game, and not enough pundits have spoken about this, I think that game was just killed by the Luke Shaw injury. I think that just killed the game. Even as a fan, even as someone wanting to watch the game, you know, I kind of switched off myself a little bit after that injury, and I wasn't really interested anymore. And I can't imagine what it would have been like for some of the players. So I think it was a bit of a write-off that anyway. So for me, it started last night, and we've got that win. So I don't see why we can't go to Moscow and at least get some points, even if it's just a draw and get the point from there. And there's no reason we shouldn't be winning our home games. Wolfsburg were the biggest test for me. So points on the doors, everything's good.
Well, and Manchester United fans will certainly have fond memories of that place that they're going next in the Champions League, Moscow. Oh, we all remember Moscow. Adam Indeed. Sweeney of the Full-Time Devils with us here on World Soccer Talk Radio, taking a trip to London. We're talking Man United and Arsenal coming up this Sunday. We're back after this. Sport Byline Broadcasting Network. Sit tight.
If you're a soccer fan and you want to cut the cord and watch more of the beautiful game, NGSN may be the online streaming service you're looking for. FreeSoccerTrial.com. With NGSN, you get live, legal, and on-demand access to matches from the Eredivisie, J-League from Japan, K-League from Korea, Argentina's Primera Division, Portugal, Ecuador, Russian Premier League, as well as leagues from Bolivia, Venezuela, and more. The games are in HD, and commentaries are available in your choice of English or Spanish. And this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the US. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 30-day trial to NGSN. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-282-1646. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-282-1646. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-282-1646. That's 1-800-282-1646.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders. Have you seen a big white limousine around here? I think somebody stole my ride. At least there wasn't anything valuable in it, like my $20 family fill-up. With 8 pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken, 2 sides of taters, coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. It feeds a family of 4. I never let it out of my sight. Say, can you drop me off at a KFC? KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Available for a limited time only. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax extra.
See the world's best matches live, wherever you are, with Fox Soccer To Go. Watch select live matches on your smartphone, on your tablet, and on your computer. Get the app, get the games, and get your fix. Live soccer and more. Anytime, anywhere.
Sign up to watch the Bundesliga and Champions League at soccerondish.com.
And now, more of World Soccer Talk Radio, right here on Sports Byline and SportsByline.com.
World Soccer Talk Radio, back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Nabarea. Tweet me at NateWST with the love mail and the hate mail that you are far too good at sending, and at World Soccer Talk with all of your soccer-inclined Twitter gold. Adam Sweeney of the Full-Time Devils here with us. And it's time to take a trip down to the capital. We're heading to London, the north side of London. We're heading to the Emirates, where on Sunday, Manchester United, top of the table Manchester United, will be taking on Arsenal. And anytime these two teams go toe-to-toe, Adam, it brings back so many – I talk all about memories on this show. This matchup is the matchup that really instilled a fiery passion for English soccer in my young heart and brain growing up. It's seen a little bit of a fall off, shall we say, in recent years, because and we had the great Martin Tyler on the show back last month, and Martin's take on it. Well, you know, neither of them are they're not going toe to toe for titles anymore. So, you know, the rivalry is going to maybe step off the gas pedal ever so slightly. But now there's this feeling that Manchester United are back. There's all these aspirations, call them legitimate, call them crazy, call them what you will, but title aspirations for Arsenal this season. I have this feeling, this great suspicion that the Arsenal-Manchester United rivalry is on the up and up and could be returning to the greatness that it once had. Are you feeling that at all going into this match?
Well, a little bit. I mean, it can't be any worse than the past couple of years, can it? I mean, the game last season was dire. I mean, David De Gea was excellent, but, you know, it was a couple of scrappy goals from United. It wasn't really the best of results. I think, you know, you've just kind of touched on it there. You know, Martin, and listen, you know, pardon me to argue with Martin Tyler. I mean, you know, he's an absolute legend. I think he's spot on, really. You know, I think there's been, over the past couple of years, neither of the clubs particularly been going for anything. I think even towards the end of Sir Alex Ferguson's time, you know, at Manchester United, I don't really think Arsenal were challenging that much. You generally know if Wenger gets on with someone, the rivalry isn't really there. And towards the end of Ferguson's time, them two were getting on, which meant that everything was going all right. Arsenal weren't doing great and United were doing quite well. So I do want that to return. I think, you know, The Liverpool game is another one that has dropped. It's always there. It's always the biggest game for either club in the league. Two, you know, unbelievable footballing histories. But even that has dropped off a little bit because there's no edge of titles, you know. And I think now, going into this game, there's a lot of unrest at Arsenal. You know, they've lost the past two Champions League games. They're absolutely desperate for a win. So I think now the pressure on the game at weekend should make it a little bit more intense. It's just a shame that, you know, a pig farmer, Schweinsteiger aside, you know, there's no real battlers in either, proper battlers in either side. You know, you look at Arsenal, they're a bit whimsical, really. You know, they feel like you should be running around in tutus. Everything's
well,
nice
well,
and beautiful.
No, Adam, we'll see what Lecoq has to say about that comment. We'll see what Mr. Coquelin has to say about that and bringing some backbone back to the Arsenal midfield the way we saw, you know, 10, 15 years ago with the Vieiras, the Potlers.
Oh, come on. Even you cannot say that with a straight face, Nate.
Well, I have
trying
been
to compare Francis Coquelin to Vieira and Martin Keown.
Well, now we have had this conversation. I hate to keep name dropping here, but we had this exact conversation with Robbie Earle and Robbie Musto actually last month at the beginning of the Premier League season. And one of my things, and look, I'll tie this back to Manchester United here. I get so pissed off with people who get so carried away with the comparisons of players that when Anthony Martial scored that goal against Liverpool, oh, he's the next Thierry Henry. And when people saw Francis Coquelin last year for Arsenal, what he brought into the side and the grit and the backbone and the cojones that he brought into that Arsenal midfield, what was the first thing that everybody said? Oh my God, they've got a new Vieira back. And I just said, hey, can we calm down and just let him be the first Francis Coquelin? Can we let Anthony Martial be the first Anthony Martial? Okay, so now I'm going to sound like a complete hypocrite here, because with all that being said, Francis Coquelin does have a few Patrick Vieira tendencies, a few things within his game that you can't help.
Oh, come on, you mean like he's got 2 feet? Is that what you mean?
Exactly. He's got two feet. He's got 10 fingers. He's got 2 eyeballs. Exactly. He's fantastic. Okay. So anyway, enough about Lecoq. I think he's going to have certainly something to say about this. And we're talking. I love this. One of my favorite cliches in all of soccer. You hear this actually in all sports around the world. But I hear it. No, there's no place where I hear it more than soccer, and specifically in the Barclays Premier League. And it's this phrase: statement of intent. Manchester United coming in on top of the table coming into North London trying to make a statement of intent. What's it going to take for your beloved Red Devils to make the statement of intent at the Emirates?
Honestly, just a win, really. And I know that sounds a bit of a simple answer, but
you're the future of the football manager, I tell you what.
Hey, you know, listen, everyone tries to, and I'm one of them, okay? I'm as guilty of this as anybody else. But everyone tries to make football complicated, okay? Louis van Gaal loves to make it complicated. I love to get complicated about him making it complicated. However, at the core of it all, it's about winning the game. And on Sunday, if we win that game, I will be a very, very happy man, because it means Arsenal haven't. It means we stay at top of the table regardless of what else happens. So, you know, I think some games that the result really does matter over anything else. And right now, I think you'd have to say United have been doing that. They've been getting the results. The performances haven't been great. And Sunday's another example. You know, and actually the performance again, I remember you touched on it with Gaz a couple of weeks ago, that first half, United against Liverpool, was awful football. But to be perfectly honest, I don't remember that. I remember the fact that Martial scored the goal that made it 3-1 and killed the game off. And I think the same would happen against Arsenal. You could have a dire 80 minutes of the game. And if someone popped a winner in 82, 83 minutes, and the last 10 minutes was nervous as hell, but we still won the game, then that's what you remember and that's what you take from it. So, you know, we can read lots into it, and I promise you I will do. But really, at the core of it, 3 points. 3 points, Nate, that's the key.
Well, the way you kind of spelled that out seemed to almost mirror last season, this fixture last year at the Emirates, and the late Wayne Rooney goal to kill off the game, and you'll take a result, obviously. Now, Arsenal, I have a feeling here, being that it's at home, being that Arsenal, for all intents and purposes, have their backs up against the walls as a team right now, Wenger's feeling a little bit of probably anger going through his body right now, I have a feeling that Arsenal are going to come out firing. That Arsenal are going to come at Manchester United. Now, with that in mind, how do you think LVG is going to handle this thing tactically? I am asking you right now, in the under 3 minutes that we have before we got to head to another break, Adam, can you please do the just oh so dangerous task here of climbing into the head of LVG and letting us know, yours truly and the listeners of World Soccer Talk Radio, what the hell he's going to do to counter an Arsenal fiery attack?
The easier question would have been to have given me 2.5 minutes to try and explain Aristotle. That would have been easier. I think, do you know? So last night, I think he set up really, really well. I think in the core of the side, you know, having Schweinsteiger in there and or Carrick, you know, I think those two will dovetail. Schneidlin, Rooney, who I think has been awful, but at the end of the day, he's not going to be taken out the side. So there's no point in trying to read into that too much just at the moment. So I personally, right now, he would be out of the side for me, but I know that he's not going to be. He's the captain. Louis van Gaal wants him in there. So he's going to play at that number 10 role. But that front three, you know, we touched on it before, Mata, Martial, and Memphis. If we can get them firing and running at the Arsenal side. The one thing Arsenal will never do, they did it once last season against Manchester City, and they got a result. They won 2-0 at the Etihad, or 2-1. And it's the one thing Arsenal will never, ever do, aside from the odd occasion, and that is set up in order to defend. And unfortunately, for Arsenal fans, that isn't going to happen at the weekend either. And Arsenal are going to come out and play. And if you look at last season, you look at the games United won most convincingly, they were against the big sides. Chelsea, you know, away from home aside, which, you know, I think was a bit of an odd one. At that point, Chelsea was setting up to defend completely. But against everybody else, you know, we blew teams away when they came out and played flowing, you know, free-flowing, open attacking football. And Arsenal got caught out the other night doing exactly the same thing. So if we can go to the Emirates, allow them to come and play football, by all means. There will be gaps open up. And if Martial, Memphis and Mata can play the way that they have done the past couple of weeks, we will get a result. And I think if Louis van Gaal can keep a consistency in that side and give them a little bit of freedom, it's unlikely. He doesn't like to give players freedom. He likes to cage them. But if he can give them a little bit of freedom, then I think there's gaps there. And if we can finish our chances, there's no reason we shouldn't take 3 points from the Emirates.
Oh, I'm a huge fan of cheesy nicknames. And you've got M&M&M Martial, Memphis, and Mata right there. The triple M connection for Manchester United. There we go. It's all tying together. And I sure hope that some of the things that you laid out there, and when you hear names like Martial, you hear Memphis, you hear Mata, you hope that Wayne Rooney steps his ass up and has a good game finally, which he quite frankly has not had in recent weeks. And that there is
he has to at some point, Nate. He has to at some point.
No, I'm with you on that. He has to at some point. There's so much attacking flair in this United side. I feel like Arsenal have their backs against the wall and have no choice but to come out punching in this thing. And so I hope that we get a match that brings back the glory of this rivalry, that it's both teams coming out, playing football, and using all that attacking flair that they have at their disposal, and we don't have a rugged, nasty 0-0 to the 85th minute Arsenal-Manchester United match. I'm rooting for the good of football. Adam Sweeney of the Full-Time Devils is with us. We will continue this conversation on the other side of the break. It's World Soccer Talk Radio.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-282-1646. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-282-1646. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-282-1646. That's 1-800-282-1646.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Football season is back, and this time around, it's all about you, the fan. Thanks to Rabble.tv, now you can call the action for your favorite college and pro teams for free. Just mute your TV and provide your own play-by-play or armchair commentary. Or listen to other fans like you who love your team as much as you do. With Rabble.tv, you can create and enjoy sports broadcasts created by fans on your desktop, through your iOS or Android app, or through your mobile browser. We want to hear you watch the game, so blitz the booth this football season and go to Rabble.tv to schedule a broadcast today.
All right, Nate Abarea and Adam Sweeney of the Full-Time Devils back here with you on World Soccer Talk Radio. Adam has got his notepad and pen out, and he is going to grade my on-air read ability here, because you'll see how it all ties together here. All right. Here we go. I'm meditating, and I'm ready. This Sunday, Manchester United has an opportunity to make a statement of intent in the Premier League when the Red Devils face Arsenal in the library. Oops, I mean the Emirates Stadium. To bring you the game, Gaz and Adam from the Full-Time Devils. Hey, I know those guys. They will be returning for your audio pleasure. The dulcet tones of Gaz and Adam. That's right, the blokes from the most popular United channel on YouTube will be taking you through the match live on Rabble.tv. And with Rabble, the concept is simple. All you got to do, tune into the TV broadcast, press the mute button, then head on over to Rabble.tv to listen to them sharing their analysis. With Rabble, you can listen to their broadcast on your desktop, your iOS app, and now through your mobile browser. Plus, you can join in by posting your questions or observations in the comment section. Or why don't you create your own broadcast? Cut your teeth as a broadcaster. Call one of your team's games. It's easy. It's free. It's Rabble. And again, join the Full-Time Devils on Rabble this Sunday from 10:45 a.m. Eastern Time here in the good old U.S. of A. on Rabble.tv, where it's your team and your call. A huge thank you to Rabble.tv for their continued support of this show, World Soccer Talk Radio. Adam, how did I do?
Do you know what? I think on the scale of dyslexic to 10, I think you were probably an 8 there. That was good.
Oh, I will gladly take it. Hey, off air, we were having a great conversation there about one of our favorite towns in all of England, a place where you actually went to university. And I had the great pleasure, great pleasure of spending an entire Saturday afternoon in this town. And I speak of Preston. Would you care to tell the listeners of World Soccer Talk Radio who may be unfamiliar with Preston, their great football club with a great history, Preston North End, P&E, they're familiarly known. Tell us a little bit about your experience in Preston and what that town is like.
To give you a little bit of perspective, Nate. Okay, so when I was at university, we had a term for Preston. It was called something a little different, and we called it De-Preston. That's what we called it. It's I think you summed it up well off there yourself. It's a bit of a concrete metropolis, really. So it's something that was rapidly built in the 60s and has stayed in the 60s.
Yeah, building. Yeah, exactly. Building yesterday's city tomorrow. I think that's the city motto of Preston.
Yeah.
No, we had the a very interesting time in Preston the one day that I spent there, because we were going to see an American by the name of Eddie Lewis, who was playing for Preston North End for a number of years. And so it was this big deal. We were going to go see Eddie play at P&E, and it was a 3 o'clock kickoff against Wolves. And we got to Preston at like noon. And so we had our tickets in hand and everything, and we went, crap, we got like 2.5 hours, almost 3 hours to kill. There was some FA Cup going on the TV, and we said, oh, why don't we take a walk and find a pub? It's a football ground in England. There's got to be a pub close by. We walked what must have been like 2 miles through the most dire streets of Preston, where there's just clothes and abandoned baby strollers broken on the sidewalk, and people, you know.
I don't think you realise, but this sounds just like what happened to me. So, I confess, I was in Preston for 4 years, okay? And in that time, I never went to watch a game at Deepdale, which is, I think for a football fan is a little bit of a poor attitude, okay? But I never went to watch Preston at Deepdale. And then United were drawn with them in the FA Cup last year. So I decided that, you know, I'm a big Manchester United fan. I was studying in Preston at the time. It would be silly of me to miss that opportunity. But that, despite living in Preston for 3 years prior, that sounds exactly like my experience. I put in a sat-nav, the pub that United away fans were supposed to be in. I walked 2.5 miles through what appeared to be, well, Chernobyl, I think, is the best way I can put it. And I eventually got to a pub that was also still 2 miles away from Deepdale. It was a horrendous experience, but for the love of football, I put myself through it, Nate.
Well, you know what I love actually about that day that we spent at Deepdale, and it was a great match. It was a cracking 2-2 match. David Nugent actually was on the score sheet for Preston that day. Eddie Lewis had a fantastic game. The Wolverhampton away supporters were fantastic. It was actually one of the best footballing experiences that I've ever had. But the walks through the streets of Preston and that desperate search to find any pub near the stadium, this is how bad that was. I was staying that entire trip. We were stationed in Liverpool. And we got back to Liverpool that night, and I looked around at the streets of Liverpool and went, oh, God, it feels good to be back here. You know, it feels great to be back here on these clean, beautiful, just glorious streets of Liverpool where I feel safe. I feel comfortable. That's just to put into perspective what Preston was like.
So what I think when you talk about Liverpool, though, I think in typical Scouse fashion, they'd robbed your sense. I think that's what had happened.
And my hubcaps, indeed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, great, great, great place. A true, true cultural metropolis, Liverpool, England. That's right. Be sure to get over there. Do not believe all the BS that you hear from all of those snobby folks down in the south of the country and those people up the M62. Liverpool is a fantastic place. I've spent so much time there, and it is near and dear to my heart. I'll see you on the docks. I love you, Liverpool. Adam, let's talk a little bit about how you became a Manchester United supporter. Enough about Preston and Merseyside. Let's talk about how you became a Manchester United supporter and then got involved with the full-time Devils.
Well, I mean, it's always one of those weird questions. Everybody, you know, I think it's more than a valid question. It's the type of question that everybody asks all the time. You know, how did you become a Manchester United supporter? I'm sure many people have asked you the same about Liverpool. You know, we've all got answers, but I think, you know, growing up in Manchester and in and around Manchester, I think, you know, my dad was always a big Manchester United fan. You know, he went to a lot of games. I used to go with him quite a lot. And you know, my granddad was the same. So I think I just kind of, I fell into a United family. But I remember, for me, I don't really remember a lot of the big games at Old Trafford when I was a lot younger. I remember going to the reserve games, a lot of the, you know, now it's more under 21s and under 19s, things like that. But at one stage, it was just the reserves. And I remember one year we went to watch I think it was the last game of the reserve season. And I must have been about maybe 5 or 6, something like that. And at the time, Solskjaer was stood there on the touchline. There was a load of the big players at the time. So Solskjaer, I think Dennis Irwin was there, Roy Keane, lots of different people. And Sir Alex Ferguson was there himself. And I remember coming outside the ground at the end with a programme. And I knew that Fergie was gonna follow out soon. So me and my dad stood there, waited for him. Anyway, he eventually comes out, and naturally, you know, there's a huge mob just surrounds the man. So, you know, we try and jump in ourselves. And there was some lads who were probably about my age now, you know, about maybe 22, 23, something like that, elbowing all the little kids out of the way. And it's one of my fondest memories. I think at one point he was signing something and Sir Alex just stopped dead. Gave his pen back to the guy as it was, turned to this group of kind of teenage and early 20s lads, and quite abruptly told them to F off. He was there for the kids, and then proceeded to sign all of the young kids programs, myself included. And I think that for me is one of my earliest memories. And I think, you know, from then on, it was just kind of a progression. And it's always a weird thing because, you know, there's been a lot of talk recently of Sir Alex Ferguson's new book and the fact that, he's labelled United only had 4 world-class players and things like that. And it's always hard, really, because, you know, obviously I grew up in an era where United would do it. So I was born in 1993. So, you know, I kind of grew up right in the middle or right at the beginning of when all that, you know, the success of the class of 92 really, really kicked on. And it's hard to work out what I remember and what I've heard about and seen and watched and, you know, and seen clips of. So it's just, I think I would never say I remember a definite start point, but I don't ever remember not being a United fan.
What do you make about one of my favorite quotes that came out of late from Sir Alex Ferguson, apart from the 4 world-class players line? And this is disputed. I don't know how accurate this is. You know how quotes can get kind of turned around and blown out of proportion a few times, and it turns into the game of telephone, you know, where what 6 people have heard, it's a completely different quote. But Sir Alex Ferguson saying that we had one simple rule that I think was really big and an integral part of our success as a club and our camaraderie, our cohesion as a side, and that was that no player should make more money than me. What do you think about that comment?
No, no. So, do you know what? I think he's absolutely spot on. I think this all happened. I went to the Manchester interview that he did about his book, and he was talking about this. And essentially, you know, Wayne Rooney had that big incident where he was asking for more money. He pushed for a little bit of a move, wanted a pay rise, wasn't happy with the ambition of the club, and was then paid £300,000 a week from then on. which now probably in the US is worth about $550,000 a week. So it's ridiculous money. And Sir Alex Ferguson wasn't happy about that. So he rang up the Glazers and said, you know, excuse me, but I'm the big man. Where's my money? And they gave him exactly the same amount and said that he could never earn any less than one of the players. And I think that is, you know, there's a lot of talk, and obviously we've not got time to go into it now. And even if we did, I think it's a bit of a benign subject. But the Glazers are not very well liked at Manchester United. But the fact that they were willing to pay that amount of money to keep that man at the club, Sir Alex Ferguson, shows just what a man he was and just what he did for Manchester United.
Adam Sweeney, we've got 3 minutes left here with you. We'll continue this Manchester United memory lane here. It's the first time that we've had you on the show. We asked a few of these questions to your boy Gaz as well. Favorite Manchester United player in your lifetime?
Paul Scholes.
Scholesy?
Without a doubt. Yeah.
Well, there
Absolutely.
You go.
I think I part of it was I always thought I could be him. He actually went to the same school that my little brother goes to now. He's from not far from where I live, and I think I always just thought I was him. I used to ping balls, you know, I'd probably miss five or six of them, but the one that I managed to ping across diagonal, for me, I was Paul Scholes at that moment.
He was the common man's footballer, and that's one thing that I always loved about Paul Scholes. And as we've moved beyond his playing career, I think a lot of people are realizing that more and more here as the years go by, looking back and seeing a man who really was so in touch with the common man, whether it was an Englishman or a Manchester United fan or even just a soccer fan from all around the world. Cheers to you, you brilliant, brilliant little ginger, you, Paul Scholes, the favorite in the lifetime of Adam Sweeney. All right, this one's fun. This is going before your lifetime, and we're going to bring in time travel here. If you could go back in time and see one Manchester United player from times before you were alive, who would that player be, Adam?
Do you know, that's a tough one. There's two players who stand out, and
I'll let you have two. You can have two.
Thank you. Cheers. I think George Best is obviously up there, and Sir Bobby Charlton. I think both of those two. I mean, you know, you think back to the history of the club, and you know, you can talk about history as a bad thing, but to have those two players play for the club. You know, you see clips, but to have sat in a ground and have seen Bobby Charlton and Georgie Best play would have been an absolute dream. Absolute dream.
And Georgie Best, a one-time San Jose Earthquake, that's right, scored perhaps the greatest goal of his entire footballing career. Check this out on YouTube. 1981, as a member of the San Jose Earthquakes in the North American Soccer League at the concrete dump that was a place near and dear to my heart known as Spartan Stadium. Check that goal out, all of you listeners out there. Georgie Best for the San Jose Earthquakes back in 1981. We've got a minute left here with you, so final question, Adam. David Moyes, great footballing manager or the greatest football manager?
Again, I mean, I think you'd have to say he was the greatest in ensuring that we avoided Europa League football. You know, I mean, there's very few people would come into a club and do such a disastrous job, but would leave us with Europa League Thursday night football a la Liverpool. So the man for me is the greatest.
Adam Sweeney, how can folks get a hold of you on Twitter and hopefully give you a little shtick?
So at Adam W. Sweeney, just the same as Nate, really. Throw me as much hate mail as you throw him, but just make it slightly positive. And if you do that, I think I'll be bumped up by about 60,000 Twitter followers. So if you can do that for me, tweet me and I'll try and tweet back. We'll talk all things football and soccer. It's cool.
Adam, you're welcome back on the show anytime. Best of luck with the Rabble Cast on Sunday as you bring the Manchester United and Arsenal clash to the Rabble Waves. Thanks again, man.
Cheers, Nate. It's been a pleasure, mate.
Again, that was Adam Sweeney, the full-time Devils. We're back to close this thing out after this. World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are the Health Markets Insurance Agency. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it,
the Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you.
Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states.
800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
World Soccer Talk Radio closing this baby out. Another huge tip of my cap. A huge tip of my cap. I don't even know what that would mean. Am I wearing a huge cap? Was it a big flamboyant gesture? No, just a standard tip of my cap and a huge thank you and a big cheers to Adam Sweeney of the Full-Time Devils for joining us. Always a pleasure, whether it's Adam, whether it's Gaz, whether it's any of the other lads from the Full-Time Devils. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. The only guys in the entire world that can take my hatred of Manchester United from a 10 out of 10 down to about a 9.8. Today, conversation with Adam was pretty fun. Take it down to a 9.75. Another big thank you to Adam Sweeney. Shout out to our boy Gaz Drinkwater. Adam is not going to get into any spats, any ridiculousness with Gaz. No, he'll be the bigger man. That's right. Good on you, Adam. We're joking about Thursday night football on the show today. Cue the hashtag Rodgers out movement yet again. Liverpool 1, FC Sion of Switzerland. The Swiss Titans 1. 1-1 on a Thursday night at Anfield in the Europa League with FC Sion. Liverpool, Liverpool, Liverpool. You will never walk alone. We've got a big BN Sports treat for you tomorrow. Be sure to stay tuned for that. For the gaffer, Chris Harris. For the producer in San Francisco, Scott Cuddy. My name is Nate Albarea. Bye for now.